The company building the Mountain Valley Pipeline says it's still on track to begin running gas through it by June. The pipeline, which starts in West Virginia, will transport natural gas from the region, including Pennsylvania, to Southern Virginia. But some residents worry their concerns about pollution and safety aren't being heard. Roxy Todd with WVTF Radio IQ in Virginia has the latest.
Since January 1st, there have been more than 40 citizen reports citing alleged pollution along the Mountain Valley Pipeline in Virginia. Radio IQ interviewed several people who filed complaints with the Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ.
And DEQ tends to come after the fact, you know, something has recovered or subsided, and they'll say, well, it looks okay. It's been frustrating, to say the least.
He goes, well, you can't do a major construction like this without having some sediment in your creeks.
After we file pollution incident reports to DEQ, none of us ever hear back from anyone within these regulatory agencies.
That was Kelly Ferguson in Giles County and Teresa Red Terry and Kathy Chandler in Roanoke County. DEQ says it promptly investigates all reports, and in all of these 40 cases, inspectors found no evidence MVP had violated any laws. The agency said some temporary sediment and mud may occur from heavy construction. This doesn't give Donna Pitt reassurance that her community of Giles County is safe from long-term effects of this pipeline.
Every day, I drive past this. Every other week or so, I test water and see what it's done to this beautiful, pristine environment. And I'm sick, and I'm just furious. I'm furious at politics. It's almost like, well, we feel like we were sacrificed. Little old Appalachian town, what do they know?
On this day, Pitt points to a spring in Giles County that supplies drinking water to a family that lives in a lovely historic home from the 1800s. But in late January, their spring started spewing muddy water. Irina Kalos, spokesperson for DEQ, said the pollution was caused by MVP construction.
MVP determined that the sediment in the water is related to a bore pit that it has excavated.
2 weeks after the complaint was originally filed, DEQ closed this investigation. The landowner, who didn't want to be recorded, said MVP workers have visited several times, supplying them with drinking water. The company cleaned mud out from the spring and from their hot water tank, and the family has begun drinking the spring water again.
The fear is that it will happen again.
This is Kelly Ferguson. We heard from her earlier talking about complaints she and other residents have made to DEQ and how they never hear anything back from the agency. She's a community organizer with a group called Protect Our Water Heritage Rights. They point to this polluted spring as a warning. Much of the land in Giles County is vulnerable because it has so many underground caves and springs.
They didn't actually fix anything. They put Band-Aids over the situation and are hoping for the best, I guess.
A few miles from the spring, another incident occurred in mid-February at another MVP site. On a steep mountain, there was an apparent landslide. The site looks like a crack opened in a cliff.
There was a very large rock that had basically separated from the rest of the rock in that area and had slid at least a couple feet.
Crews have been at work with a large drill near the landslide, and Ferguson says their group believes MVP is trying to stabilize it with concrete and rebar. Radio IQ reached out to MVP for clarity on this site, as well as other concerns residents have, but the company did not respond. A spokesperson with the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says their inspectors have visited the site of this landslide, but they didn't provide additional details. Back in the town of Newport, Kelly Ferguson sits in a small white gazebo beside a road that winds through a dozen small homes in this once pristine community.
And you don't see a pipeline like this going through a wealthy community. You see it going through poor Appalachia.
She admits that she's been losing sleep, worrying that there could be further disasters if gas is flowing through the pipeline. MVP has set their target date for that for June. In Newport, I'm Roxy Todd.
The company building the Mountain Valley Pipeline, Equitrans Midstream Corporation, announced recently it's merging with Pittsburgh-based EQT, the parent company that originally created that spinoff company. EQT is expanding its fracking operations in West Virginia, and we have an in-depth story about the impact on families near one of its well pads there. The story, by Public Source, is on our website, alleghenyfront.org.